8 after the hour.
You're beautiful. You're beautiful.
Julia Cameron said, wherever you are is always the right place. There's never a need to fix anything, to hitch up the bootstraps of the soul and start at some higher place. Start right where you are. Now, this lady was 15 years old when she started. She was a model. She was a supermodel, established a career that many, including probably her, never dreamed she would have. Tyra Banks tackled the world of television. She has a really successful radio, and I don't know, I said radio, but I'm confusing it with somebody else. I know you had a television show, but I don't know, Tyra, if you've ever actually had a radio program. Have you?
I have not had a radio program. How are you?
I'm looking for a co-host.
Yeah. Here you go. Here you go. You ever get tired of people looking at you and think, my God, what a beautiful woman, and thinking not about you as a human being, but as a sort of a picture.
Shallow people like me, Tyra.
Yeah.
For shallow people like you.
Yeah.
Well, the fact that I've retired from modeling, I feel like, and producing and have written my book and stuff, I feel like I'm getting past that, I hope, unless y'all are about to hold me down and
you go. No, but I think, you know, a lot of times people get these things in their head about beauty, and then we remember the superficial stuff like beauty is only skin deep. We want to find out, in your case, what Tyra Banks is about other than the beauty. You're intelligent. I think the things you do on television oftentimes are pretty provocative. And you've written this book called Model Land, supposedly the first in a series of three. This is you telling your story in no uncertain terms, or is this a general sort of overview of the modeling world?
So this is actually a book of fiction. So it is not autobiographical, but it is highly inspired by my life. My modeling book, it's fun, it's fantastical, it's adventurous, it's mysterious. And my lead girl, my protagonist, her name is Tuki Della Creme. She has a very interesting name.
I love that name.
Sounds like something you'd have for dessert in a French restaurant.
It does sound like that. Can I have a Tuki Della Creme?
Yeah, right.
And Tuki is 15 years old. She's super gawky and very awkward. She has one green eye, one brown eye, crazy, crazy hair, and a huge forehead. And I get teased for my forehead so people can, like, kind of draw and, you know, to come to a conclusion that Tuki and I are very similar. But Tuki is also every girl. Every girl that has doubted herself, not felt good enough, you know. I created Tuki to show girls that they're not alone. Mm-hmm. And Tuki Della Creme gets chosen to go to this school called Model Land, and Model Land creates supermodels that have superpowers. Mm-hmm. And Tuki's in the school along with three other girls that are misfits, and she and these girls don't know why they are there.
Cool.
You know, they have a lot of self-doubt, and it's, you know, the series is about their adventures in Model Land. And so to me, Model Land is like fantasy. It's for people that love fantasy and adventure, people that want to hear about girl power. There's even some romance. I think moms and daughters and sisters and even guys. I've had a lot of guys
Let me get this straight. You've taken hot women models and made them into superheroes. What's not to like?
Do you hear the baseline of what Rich got out of that?
I know. I'm like, wait, I talked about insecurity and shutdown, and he went to hotness. I'm like, wait, why did I say that?
This sounds great for, like, tween girls and for moms and everybody, and Rich is thinking hot girls.
It was just blah, 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 hot supermodel heroes.
Rich, if you see that and you want to read it and find those hot moments, you can do that.
I got it right here. It's sitting right here in my Pretty Little Falls.
There's some hot moments. In fact, Tuki comes from a town called Peppertown, and it's the hottest town in all of the world.
Come on.
Peppertown. Right there.
Uh-huh. I like it.
What made you want to do this? What made you decide you wanted to write a book, Tyra?
Yeah. Well, I love storytelling, first of all. And I love reaching girls with self-esteem and body and beauty messages that are not like, message, hit you over the head. I want to entertain them while at the same time giving that message. And I was going to go to college for film and television, writing and producing. So writing has always been in my genes. And also my core mission, expanding the definition of beauty, making girls feel more beautiful about their reflection, feeling better about their reflection, is my life's passion. And I really wanted to reach them with a book so that they can also fill in the blanks, because a book leaves a lot out for your own imagination.
You know, it's...
And I wanted them... Oh, please go on. Sorry.
No, I'm sorry. Last night, my wife was watching your show, and I was in there watching it with her, and I just happened to take this away with me after watching it for a couple of minutes. I thought that it was down to two girls. I can't remember their names. But
you're going to say what I saw last week, too, the CEO of your own life?
Well, no. Yes. The girls were beautiful, but when they weren't all made up and everything, they were just your every girl. And
yes.
The two things that they kept saying was, I never felt like I could be this, and thank you, Tyra, for showing me that the one girl especially was like, nobody really believed in me, and now I believe in myself.
Well, but doesn't that speak to, Tyra, the whole issue of whether you really, the beauty that we are adoring, if you will, in a generic sense, isn't really there. It's created by people with paintbrushes.
Yeah, it's created by paintbrushes and retouching and beautiful lighting and the best photographers in the world. And when it comes to America's Next Top Model, I think what you're saying with those girls saying that is they're not necessarily that typical stereotype beauty.
Right.
But I saw something in them, and my team, we see something in these girls, and we're like, there's something special, interesting, different, quirky, unique that I find absolutely beautiful. And that's kind of what Tuki is, you know, like she's weird and she's odd, but she doesn't understand just how stunning she is. And neither do the people at Model Land.
That's
they
funny.
Don't get it either.
Yeah.
Like with Top Model, you know, I find that, you know, when I have people watching Top Model and they're debating about a girl on Top Model and they're like, I think she's beautiful. Another person's like, oh, I don't get it. To me, that's success, because I'm putting debatable beauty in the show. And mm-hmm. over the years, as time goes on, people will start to think of that as beautiful.
Wow.
And so that's kind of Tuki's story. It's kind of like in line with Top Model.
The show America's Next Top Model, seen around the country, about 170 different countries, I said around the country, I meant around the world. She's won a couple of Emmys for the Tyra show. Tyra Banks is here with us, and we're talking about her book, Model Land, as we continue 14 past on Good Day.
If you didn't know AutoTrader.com has new cars, well, I'm here inside the body of a new car shopper to enlighten you. First stop, his heart. Oh, this guy loves fresh from the showroom SUVs with Wi-Fi. Now let's go up and see what his head's thinking. See, at AutoTrader.com, you can compare brand spanking new cars and special offers. Deals everywhere. Think he's picked one? Bingo! Find the new car your head and heart can agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Many women can relate to the anxiety of wondering whether or not they're pregnant, especially with the recent birth control recall, or if you just miss a pill. But women can know they're pregnant sooner than ever before with the First Response Early Result Pregnancy Test, which can detect pregnancy up to 6 days before the missed period, one day sooner than other tests on the market. Dr. Mary Jane Minkin, clinical professor of obstetrics and gynecology at the Yale University School of Medicine, has more.
If you have missed a pill or are unsure about the pills you are taking, don't panic. Take a First Response Early Result Pregnancy Test, which can provide results up to 6 days before the day of your missed period. Knowing you're pregnant sooner puts you at an advantage, because early detection allows you to make appropriate behavioral and health changes for yourself and your baby. First Response Early Pregnancy Test really does tell you first.
For more information, visit www.firstresponse.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. We have Jennifer and Richie and I, conversation going with Tyra Banks, who we know from television, from her modeling career. She's written a book, first a fiction book called Model Land, which she says is the first in a series of three. Maybe you ought not to limit yourself, Tyra, by saying three. It's kind of like, okay, I've had three successful television programs. I don't want to do any more. You may come up with five. You may be like, Rowling came up with how many? It was a seven?
Seven Harry
eight?
Potter.
Seven,
yeah.
Right, yeah. So you may have that in you. I'm not suggesting you have Harry Potter here, but you do have a good story. And it's something that you obviously must be, you didn't fall off of the turnip cart. You understand how La La Land works. So if you write something that's good and you're behind it, somebody who's well known, it becomes a movie, right?
Well, when I was writing model land. I got a movie offer from a very prominent movie producer, but I was a little kind of scared that if I said yes at that time, he would be trying to tell me how to write the book and what to include, and so I kind of passed on that. But right now, of course, we're open to like other producers, even him, you know, making model land and film.
Even him.
Yeah.
What's the book?
But I just, at the time, I was just like, I can't do this. You're going to be over my shoulder going, okay, chapter 5 must end this way, and you must do, I just like, I can't do this right now.
Hey, Tara.
Have you written a second book yet, or is it still in development?
So what I've done is I took a retreat a couple of years ago, and I mapped out the entire series, so 3 books, and I mapped out what we call like reveals, like the aha, and oh my gosh, and that happens, and that happens. I did that for the whole series. But but the whole series is not written. You know, it's just kind of mapped out.
The outline,
out. The outline. So I know where the story is definitely going and where it ends. I have all that already done.
Can we be in the movie?
What would you like to be?
I don't care.
We'll be the bad guy.
No, he can be the bad guy. Let him be the bad guy.
You want to be the bad guy? Yeah,
here's the problem. I'd love to be the bad guy, but I always end up playing the nice guy, and that's the problem. I really want to be the bad guy, but it never works out for me that way.
I want to be at Model Land.
Uh-huh. You want to be at Model Land? Do you want to be a guru? At Model Land, the teachers are called gurus.
Yes, I would love it, because I practice my smize, you know, so I could totally be there.
Oh, you could totally be the one that teaches the face classes. There's a class called Cara, 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 which means face, face, face in Spanish. And you could be the face teacher, face modeling.
I love it.
I want to be one of those teachers.
I'll even do it for free. That's how good I am.
Oh, very nice. We could save some money hiring you.
Exactly.
Tyra, let me take you to a different place for a moment. If I may, kind of going back to what you were experiencing yourself when you were 15 and the story of Tuki de la Creme, who's 15. Young women today who see you and the success you've had and others who have been down that street wonder if it isn't for them. And I wonder if there isn't stuff gets out of sync, out of proportion, and we place too much emphasis on this sort of thing instead of maybe learning and working to get through school. You're a role model. How are you encouraging people from all walks of life to make sure they finish school? Because that's that's an important message in our country now.
School is so beyond important. I mean, I'm back in school myself in business school. And I think just even me doing that, a lot of girls are like, I have some girls found out that I was in business school, and they're like, oh, my God, Tyra, I'm going to study harder now.
Yeah.
But one thing I do tell girls, I actually am on a book tour right now across the country, and I emphasize the importance of school, the importance of focusing on your homework, and then partying after that. So go and hang out with your friends after you do your homework, after you study for those tests. You're not going to be in school for the rest of your life. So this is just a temporary situation that you need to excel at, because the more you excel in school, the more choices you will have once you get out of school, and you'll be able to do what you want as opposed to what you have to do.
There are many young men who are dropping out of school, especially in the bigger cities. I don't know how much the problem is. Not as great with women, but it is a problem. And getting the message across, for whatever the reason, it's not getting across at home. So you're an important focus in certain communities for this message.
So many people want to do what they want to do when they're adults, you know. So if you stay in school, you'll be able to have those dream jobs as opposed to the things to just pay the bills.
Tyra Banks, the star of The Tyra Show, responsible for America's Next Top Model, and the first book of at least 3, Model Land, a fictional creation story.
Get it now.
Get it now.
I will be talking to you guys through Twitter, Facebook. Tell me what you like, don't like about the book. We'll have a dialogue. I'm so open. This is my first time.
That's a good idea.
So cool.
I'm open.
Good for you. Tyra, thank you. 21 after on Good Day.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Attention, all Medicare beneficiaries who need assistance getting around their homes. There is a Medicare benefit that may qualify you for a power chair or scooter at little to no cost to you. Imagine one scooter or power chair that could improve your mobility and your life. One Medicare benefit that, with private insurance, may entitle you to pay little to nothing to own it. One company that can make it all happen.
Your power chair will be paid in full.
The Scooter Store.
Hi, I'm Doug Harrison. We're experts at getting you the power chair or scooter you need. In fact, if we qualify you for Medicare reimbursement and Medicare denies your claim, we'll give you your power chair or scooter free.
I didn't pay a penny out of pocket for my power chair.
Call the Scooter Store for free information today.
Call 1-800-619-1414. Some restrictions apply. Call for details. 1-800-619-1414. That's 1-800-619-1414.
Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel so uninspired, and when I knew
television show last night, The X Factor, which has been something people have been talking about, Jennifer, for a year.
I know.
Simon Cowell said, I'm going to get off of American Idol and bring The X Factor, which is an English show, over to America. And so we're going to try to find some more talent. Yeah, what we need is more talent. And more screaming audience members who are screaming about people they don't even know, like Stacey Francis from Brooklyn. Singing an Aretha Franklin song.
Who this looks like Diana Ross.
Is she?
Yeah.
Because the X Factor, the difference between that and Idol is that they can be any age, right?
They can be any age. It can be a group. It can be a single singer.
Yeah, that's where the woman came from that we all talked about. What's her name? The sweet
Susan
woman.
Boyle.
Susan Boyle. Came from the X Factor in England.
Yeah.
Right. But I mean, how much talent, you saw the results of, how many of these talent shows are there now? Four, five?
Oh, yeah. You've got the Sing-Off, you have America's Got Talent, you have American Idol, The X Factor.
Good God.
I'm sorry, that was a rough note right there.
All right, let's find out. We all want to hear the judges, especially Simon and Paula. Who else is, who's the third judge?
Ellen Reed and then one of the
Nicole
girls.
Nicole Scherzinger, right?
Yeah, from the Pussycat Dolls.
All right, so nobody knows who those two are.
Yeah, Ellen Reed is a massive.
Huge! How come I don't know her and I know who Paula Abdul
is? It's a guy.
I don't know. So that tells you, that pretty much underscores.
He really doesn't know
what
him.
I really
basically,
don't know.
Basically, Mariah Carey's producer.
He produced
Pink. Who cares? Why isn't Mariah Carey on? She wouldn't get along with Paula Abdul?
This guy helped make. Well, he didn't help make Mariah Carey.
Nobody knows who he is. And does he have more credibility because he's from the biz?
This show is about identifying new talent, and that's what a producer does.
Really? I get it. Yeah. That's what you're supposed to do. Find some new talent.
Yeah,
producer. All right, here are the judges.
Everything that I do musically is all about having my spirit stirred and having the hair on my arm.
This is L.A. Reid. Not only does he sound like Randy, he looks like Randy.
But who cares what he's supposed to be talking about? He's telling this story about himself instead of talking about the person that just sang. Shut up and talk about
okay, let's hear what
What is going on with you today?
He was nice before you got here.
And you did both for me today. You are so gifted.
Here's Simon.
Paula.
Opportunities like this, they come along once in a lifetime for someone as angelic as you. Honest to gosh, this is your time. This is your time, baby. God bless you.
This is all about the story, the backstory.
Completely and utterly blowing
in
every single word you sang, and I could feel the whole room was willing
to
win.
Who is
this? Nicole Scherzinger.
You just won. You're amazing.
Where's Simon?
He loved it too.
Let me tell you something, Stacey. I've done this a long, long time. That was one of the best auditions I have ever heard in my life.
All right, let's go on. This is boring.
So he's not being nasty?
No.
No, I didn't see him
being nasty. Here's a Geo Godley.
Mr. Stan.
Yeah. I'm a spud with a thud, and I'm going to pick you up. Such a hunk with a bunk. Too much is just
like
enough. Rumors abound how I get around.
Yeah.
It's
great. Hi, Richie.
I'm bored. I'm a star.
Love it.
What the bloody hell was that?
That's it. There's Simon.
Slow songs, too. Gentle Bellas.
Good. Hi. Right. I'm feeling here. I'm all right now, Richie.
Yeah. It was so fake. I saw this one. It was so fake.
Really?
It was ridiculous.
What the bloody hell was that?
Was,
28 after on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. If you thought airport VIP lounges were just for, well, VIPs, well, you might want to think again. A lot of airline-affiliated lounges used to be reserved for first and business class travelers or those who were willing to pay $50 or more for just the day pass. But now there's a small handful of lounges that aren't affiliated with airlines, and they're open to the public. Well, sort of. Airspace Lounge doesn't require a membership, and it's open to anyone regardless of their ticket's air class. In fact, although the lounges are post-security, you don't need a ticket to enter, just a credit card. At the international terminal at LAX, you can head to the Relax Lounge. A day pass still costs $50, but there are shorter increments for a lower price, like $15 for an hour and $30 for 3 hours. These options are great if you need a comfortable place to work or read. But if you're just looking to kill a little time at the airport, I'm still a big fan of a good book. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the Travel Detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our 4-day super sale, September 23rd through the 26th. With 40% off our great paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the U.S. USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tattler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners, you want to grow dirt-cheap superfoods, should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
It's 33 after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. How have you done making your own opportunities today? Is a destiny on your side? Destiny and chance, how do they go together? The choices that you make in terms of what you do. We were talking about these two people that were released from jail in Iran. They were we've used a lot of different kind of negative words to describe them and how foolish they were to be hiking on the Iranian-Iraqi border. Mm-hmm. I mean, what do you think is going to happen? That's not the story of Ingrid Betancourt, however, who is with us right now. You may remember her abduction by the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia. Interesting there. Call FARC. You can do a lot with that. But anyway, she was captive in Colombia for years, and the story made headlines all around the world. Back in 2008, we all watched as she was reunited with her family after her rescue by the Colombian army. She's published a book, Even Silence Has an End. Interesting. That's really those words together. Interesting. As I read them out loud for the first time. They are pretty powerful, aren't they? Huh? Ms. Betancourt gives an account of her capture and imprisonment, and sort of we're here to have her not tell you the whole story of the book, but to give us some of her personal side of the story. Had to have been, struggle probably isn't even a strong enough word, is it, Ingrid?
Yes, absolutely.
Give us your story here as to why you were in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Correct. I was campaigning for presidency in Colombia. And the day I was kidnapped was a strange day, really, because I was heading to this village in Colombia called San Vicente del Caguán, and this village had hosted the peace process between the government and the rebels for 4 years. But oddly enough, 2 days before this trip that was planned, many months before, the peace talks between the government and the rebels ended abruptly. And the government decided that his objective was to clean the area from the presence of the rebels. So the day I was heading to San Vicente, there was this huge military operation on the ground with soldiers everywhere, helicopters in flying all over the place, just to, you know, show the country, the people of Colombia, that even if the peace talks had ended, The government was doing what it had to do just to make sure that the rebels were not in control of the zone, because the government had been criticized for that. So what happened that day is that while I was going to San Vicente, the president of Colombia decided to go the same day at the same moment to the same place, because he was launching a press conference to show that he had cleaned the area. And probably because he didn't want me to get there at the same time because I was from the opposition, he gave an order to my escorts that they couldn't come with me. He withdrew my bodyguards. Mm-hmm. So, well, I decided to continue the trip because, well, first because it was obviously it was very clear that the area was secured with the military, but also because I thought it was a blackmail that was not acceptable. I mean, manipulating the security of a presidential candidate in order to obtain political results was not something that I could accept.
Let me interrupt you for a second, Ingrid. Yeah. Ingrid Betancourt is here with us. She was abducted by the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia in captivity for a number of years, is telling her story in the book, Even Silence Has an End. As I listen to you tell the story, what I think I hear you say is that even though the Revolutionary Armed Forces took you, it sounds like there's a link between the army which rescued you and them, in a sense, or is there a link between the president and these people? Which is the link that you want us to take away from this?
No, what I want to say is that probably if my bodyguards hadn't been retrieved from my protection, I wouldn't have been abducted.
Yeah, but was that something that you think the president planned, and was there coordination between those who abducted you and those who were supposed to protect you? They went away just at the right time for these other people. How did these people know you weren't going to have a guard when they grabbed you?
Well, I think they just put a roadblock. They installed a roadblock. They were bold enough to just, you know.
But why would they want you to be captive? The only person who benefits from that is the current person that you were challenging, right?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But I don't think we can just make that link. I think that the president just, you know, for political reasons, didn't want me to go there. I think that he couldn't, or nobody could, just think for a second that these guys, the rebels, would be as audacious as to put a roadblock in the middle of a military operation.
And but in Colombia, at that time, there was still, you could make an argument, it was the drug capital of the world. With
well,
all kinds of
Yeah, there were. Oh, I mean, it was very dangerous being into politics, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. We have Rich McFadden, who's one of my co-hosts on the program, is married to a woman who's a Colombian, and her husband ran some radio stations and
her
was
father.
Killed. I'm sorry, her father. Not
yeah,
husband.
He ran radio stations, and then when
son.
He ran for local politics, he was killed, and then also my wife's brother was killed for saying things on the radio station that either the paramilitaries or the FARC didn't think that they should say.
Yeah, that's true. And that happens in Colombia.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
it's one of the problems.
Well, but
we have.
But so if that's not sanctioned, I guess I'm trying to come up with a thread here. That in oftentimes people from other countries, I don't know whether we're guilty of it or not. We tend to not want to sugarcoat things. But people in you've been through a heck of a lot, and it still sounds like you're sugarcoating it a little bit.
Well, I'm trying to be fair. You know, it would be easy for me to say, yes, the government is responsible for my kidnapping, but I don't think that's the case. I think they made a mistake. But I think that the rebels
are... So why didn't they get you out sooner then?
Well, for political reasons, because, right. Of course, then there was we were in a presidential campaign, so the new president that was elected after my abduction was a guy that was very, right-wing candidate, and he didn't want to have anything to do with the FARC, with the rebels. He didn't want any negotiation to get through. So it was, I mean, for all those years, we were expecting something to happen and nothing happened until the day, and this is also politics, that the president of Venezuela, Hugo Chavez, leftist, of course, decided to try to talk with the FARC to obtain a release. And I think that because the Colombian government didn't want Chavez to have, like, the trophy of having us out, they decided to put up this operation, this military operation, that was incredible because it was so successful and it was so intelligently done. And, of course, it was possible also because the United States helped the Colombians in interfering the communication of the rebels. So there was this kind of conjunction of.
I remember when this plan went down and when this thing went down, and my wife and all of her friends were just amazed at what they were able to pull off watching it on TV, watching the news that day. And everybody was so proud of the fact that they were able to pull this mission off and to get you out safely. It was an amazing day for everybody to see.
Yes, and it was an amazing operation. The guys that were in that helicopter pulling us out of there were heroes. I mean, they did it in a so professional and incredible way because they tricked the FARC. I mean, they tricked the rebels. They made them think that they were rebels too. And they took us in the helicopter, and once we were up in the air, we were with two commanders of the FARC that had been that had come in the helicopter with us, and there was a fight. They neutralized the guys, and when the guys were on the floor neutralized, one of the guys shouted in a very big, loud voice, "We are the Colombian Army. You are free."
Mm-hmm. Wow. All right. In terms of time here, I would like to have you describe for us, Ingrid Betancourt is here, abducted by the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, in prison for a number of years. What was it like there, you and the people that were in jail with you? What treatment did you have to, because of who you were, did you get treated better or worse?
Well, I think I was treated worse for many reasons. First, because I was a presidential candidate and they had this kind of, you know, enemy kind of behavior against me, but also because I was French in Colombia, and so that was something that for them was weird. And also, I think, most of all, because I tried to escape so many times. So I was punished for many, many years.
Punished in what way?
Well, they chained me by the neck to a tree for 4 years.
4 years?
Yes. They isolated me. I couldn't talk with my fellow hostages. The food I was given was in a less proportion than the ones they would give to others. I mean, it was, you know, they wanted to break my decision and my will. But I think it was hell for all of us. It was hell for all of us because we were in the jungle. It's not like being in a prison where you can have, you know, I mean, some kind of shelter or comfort here. We were in the middle of the jungle. It was not only the presence of these guys, the guards were mean and cruel and humiliating, but it was the daily contact with that jungle, the millions of bugs attacking us, the dangers with the animals, the anacondas, the tarantulas, the piranhas. I mean, it was hell. It was hell.
Are you strong physically now and mentally and emotionally? I was thinking about John McCain, you know, our senator from Arizona, who went through a lot of the same sort of thing when he was in the Air Force and shot down over Vietnam. You probably are familiar with his story.
Yes, I perfectly, yeah.
Yeah. What gave you the courage to every day think, okay, I'm going to make it out of here. I'm going to get out sooner or later.
Oh, yes. I think the answer is love. It's the basic answer for everything. And for me, it was because it was what kept me thinking, I have to go back home. I cannot stay here. I have my children waiting for me. I'm not going to wait for somebody to rescue me. I have to just get out. And it was my obsession. I made several attempts of escape. Yeah. Some of them I just, you know, succeed in getting out of the camp. I stayed in the jungle alone for a couple of weeks. I was recaptured. That was bad. But one of my fellow hostages that I trained to escape succeeded.
Yeah.
And he was the first one to give, you know, information about where we were and how we were once he got out.
Your husband, through all of this, and your family, tell us the story about them. We got about a minute left here.
Okay, my mother was incredible. She sent messages through the radio every day without knowing if I was alive or not. And her voice kept me alive. It was, you know, it was my oxygen in the jungle. My children grew up without their mother. Melanie was 16 when I was captured. Lorenzo was 13. When I came back, there were two adults. Mm-hmm. And, well, it was, you know, I had to reconstruct my relationship with them. It has been the most joyful part of me coming back, mm-hmm. this kind of being a mom again. And And, well, my husband, he redid his life. Of course, he couldn't know what was happening with me. It was 6 years and a half of captivity, so it was very long without knowing anything about me. So he redid his life, and, it has been a little rough for me because he, we're divorcing, and the divorce is never a nice thing to go through.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's all a story that goes on, and the nightmares you must have had and may still have part of what that's the essence of the story. Book is called Even Silence Has an End, the story of Ingrid Betancourt and the situation in Colombia, which seems to be better these days. At least you wouldn't expect something like this to happen, but maybe you wouldn't have thought about it happening then. With the drug situation being remedied, but Colombia is growing, there's a lot of oil there, that kind of stuff. Maybe it comes around to being a little more of a progressive country than it has been.
Let me tell you something. My first few years of walking around in there, it's a little scary, but you know, it's a different place now.
Yeah. All right, 11 before the hour, and good day.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hello, Happy Paws Pet Supplies.
Hi. I heard from my sister Maria, who was sent a link by Suzanne, who was friended by Jamie, who was tweeted by Claire, who got your email newsletter that said you were having a one-day sale on dog beds.
Yeah.
Start your own word-of-mouth campaign by combining Constant Contact email marketing with social media and spread your message to new customers like never before. Get started today at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month and now come with a money-back guarantee.
How to turn everyday family moments into a sweet celebration. I'm Risa Jill Miller. From birthdays and holidays to family game night, the makers of Pillsbury Baking Products encourage families to mark daily special moments with a celebration, a family photo, and delicious home-baked desserts. Mary Beth Bottacher, Vice President of Corporate Communications, the J.M. Smucker Company, explains.
Memorable moments happen every day, and we are thrilled to encourage families nationwide to capture and share their family celebrations with us through the Pillsbury People Celebrate More Photo Contest.
The Pillsbury People Celebrate More Photo Contest runs from September 21st through November 30th. One grand prize winner will receive a $10,000 family vacation to Celebration, Florida. For complete details and official contest rules, visit PillsburyBaking.com. You can also find details about the newest Pillsbury creations. Contest open to legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C., 18 years and older, void where prohibited.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, the medical expert for the Doug Steffen Good Day program, with a quick hit on why it would be helpful for you to use Tautinol. It reduces the appearance of fine lines. This is the anti-aging cream that you can use every day, in the morning, at night. You can also take it with you. It's sort of a refresher. A lot of women put it in their pocketbooks, a little jar of it, put it on your face, freshen it up. It really does have a wonderful, wonderful result, which is what you're looking for, Ken. Sometimes people don't really care what's in it. They just want to know it works, right?
It works. It's natural. It's effective. It's been proven safe and effective. Avoid the needles, the cutting, the knives. This is a product developed by a plastic surgeon, shown in studies to work.
Keep your skin looking firm and youthful by calling 800-291-2584. You can get a special deal. Buy two, get one free, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Tautinol, 800-291-2584. If you want to look younger, you want Tautinol.
Shattered Rust Belt, come the Lost Vegas.
Well, I think it's a little weird to talk about revolution over the themes and means of corporate-produced and approved music. I'm Tony Yetzer from the Lost Vegas. We produced and approved our own recordings on Life Before the Collapse, and then we put it on vinyl because it sounds good. Take care.
Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
After the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, knowing is important, and I say often everything you need to know, and I say that sometimes tongue-in-cheekishly, although I think that after you spend some time listening to us, you hear our viewpoints, and you also get to pick up on knowledge, and that's power, and thus the technology tailor has value here. Raising prices was not enough. Now Napster has made other changes that has subscribers in an uproar. You want to find out what they are? Then you stay with us, because Alex Goldfain, the technology tailor, will tell you next on Good Day.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision, because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal Lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
More big changes from Netflix, the DVD rental and streaming company. A few weeks ago, we talked about how Netflix raised prices for many customers by as much as 60%. The cost of one DVD rental at a time and unlimited streaming went up from $10 per month to $16. Well, this week Netflix announced that it's spinning off its DVD rental business into a separate company called Quixtar. That's with a W. Same prices, same service, but the DVD service is now called Quixtar. Different website, though, and different queue. Netflix CEO Reed Hastings announced the move with a blog post and a video recorded outside his office building. As you might have guessed, people aren't happy. How unhappy? According to a company called Virtual Heat, which analyzes comments on the internet, of over 26,000 comments made to the Hastings blog post, 78% were negative. Just 22% were positive. People don't like change if they perceive it to be unnecessary. More on this next time. I'm Alex Goldfain.
That, my friends, is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your quest to find the perfect brand new car. I know, because, well, I'm inside your head, and I'm here to say, stop, you're giving me the headache. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com had brand spanking new cars hot off the assembly line. Well, now you do. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars and all their showroom glory side by side. Even special offers. That way your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart has itself set on a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants something smart, practical, with good gas mileage. And while your heart wants to make the neighbor drool, your head wants to make sure you're getting the best new car deal out there. Well, would you look at that? A brand new, never been owned before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. Go ahead, hold that head of yours high. Oh, just tell me when you're going to do it first. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Looking at the list of items that are on the talk radio countdown this week, the number 10 story is all the uproar on Facebook and the changes that have been made there. Facebook has announced this week even more plans to transform your profile page, so probably there'll be more complaints. That's just really kind of interesting how these people think that they can just, okay, we'll do it, and you'll like it or not, like it or lump it, digest it or dump it. I noticed with interest that HP Hewlett-Packard has hired Meg Whitman, who used to run eBay, to take over their company. That's just what goes around comes around, I guess. The public health officials in our country have put together a theme called Safety is No Accident, Live Injury Free, and you will find a lot of tips on their Facebook page. Tips given every day, facebook.com for public health week information. Always lots of info here and there. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
When you're shopping for a home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hello, Happy Paws Pet Supplies.
Hi. I heard from my sister Maria, who was sent a link by Suzanne, who was friended by Jamie, who was tweeted by Claire, who got your email newsletter that said you were having a one-day sale on dog beds.
Yeah.
Start your own word-of-mouth campaign by combining Constant Contact email marketing with social media and spread your message to new customers like never before. Get started today at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month and now come with a money-back guarantee.